Hello, it's Sam here, and I'm so excited to be here. It's so lovely to be back in the office. And today I'm joined by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items, which include honours for firefighters, a once-in-a-generation chance to improve children's social care, and the reopening of the Samson and Hercules building. 13 firefighters who helped save the lives of an elderly man and woman stranded in a submerged car during floods have been honoured for their actions. Courageous firefighters who waded through flood water to carry the couple from their car during the dramatic Christmas Eve rescue, plus those whose quick thinking and control helped prevent tragedy, have been honoured with Chief Fire Officer commendations. Among them was Sprowston Red Watch manager Chris Harding Hook, who went into deep water under the railway bridge in Green Lane between Thorpe End and Great Plumstead to rescue the trapped pair. He smashed the passenger car window and pulled out a woman before two of his Sprowston firefighter colleagues freed a man from the back of the Honda car. The pair were taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to be checked over, but they were okay. And Norfolk Fire and Rescue's Chief Fire Officer, Stuart Ruff, said it was a tribute to the teamwork and the bravery and the quick thinking of all 13 members of the service. The 13 who received awards were from Sprowston Red Watch, Carrow Red Watch and Control Red Watch.
A Norwich bookshop has been named as one of the 10 best independent bookshops in Britain. Publisher Louise Boland named Bookbugs and Dragon Tales, run by Leanne and Dan Frid, in a top 10 she wrote for The Guardian newspaper to mark Independent Bookshop Week. She wrote of the Timberhill shop, "The wonderfully named children's bookshop opened in 2019, but is already an essential community hub. When able to, it runs a full and very popular schedule of children's activities, such as Little Dragon's Drama Class, Baby Bugs Bounce and Rhyme, Story Time and Baby Signing, and there are classes for adults too, mindfulness and creative writing, as well as art classes, book clubs and craft workshops. It also has a cafe with a great selection of cakes, and the walls are decorated with murals painted and designed by local and visiting artists and illustrators."
The rescue of 11 people who were swept out to sea by a riptide has highlighted the very real dangers of the Norfolk coast, the emergency services have warned. The incident was just one in a number of emergencies along the North Norfolk coast over the hot and sunny days, which also saw children stuck on unstable cliffs and one incident where a seven-year-old girl had to be pulled from the water. There were also numerous incidents of people getting cut off by the tide. Sea Pauling Independent Lifeboat was called following reports 11 people, including children, had got into difficulty in the water off Sea Pauling Beach. Within minutes, members of the team were on the scene, and by the time the full crew and other emergency services arrived, 7 minutes later, the last person had been pulled from the water by a kayaker. All 11 people were assessed at the scene, and none required hospital treatment. But Andreas Schruer, the coxswain of Sea Pauling Independent Lifeboat, has said the incident highlighted the dangers of riptides. Dr. Schroer said the riptide at Sea Pauling was caused by water rushing over the sandbanks off the beach at a speed of around 6 knots. Dr. Schroer also said as soon as someone was hip high in the water, they had no chance of withstanding the riptide, and with children, it was even worse. He said if the people had entered the water 30 metres to the right, they would have been fine. And the advice is, go to lifeguarded beaches, swim between the flags, and make sure you are tethered on paddleboards and don't take inflatables on the sea. It's a no-no. And so if you brought a unicorn this summer, take it to a pool, not the North Sea. In North Norfolk, Cromer East and West Beaches, East Runton, West Runton, Munsley, Sheringham East and West Beaches, Wells next to sea, and Sea Pauling beaches, they all have lifeguards.
An independent review of council-run children's social care offers a once-in-a-generation chance to improve the system, according to Norfolk's Director of Children's Services. The independent review of children's social care found nationally social services overly focused on investigating families struggling to care for their children, rather than providing support to help them through. Former schoolteacher Josh McAllister, who led the review, described the current system as a tower of Jenga held together with sellotape. Sarah Tuff, who heads Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Department, welcomed the report and said many of its recommendations were already common practice in the county. She said, "It really is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. If we can make a meaningful and lasting change for children." She said, "That's what we have been trying to achieve in Norfolk over the past 3 years, to focus on building relationships and prioritising family-based care where at all possible."
One of Norwich's classic red phone boxes has a new life. Plant life, to be exact. Instead of being the place to make phone calls, it's now the city's go-to destination for exotic cacti from around the world. Simply Cactus, owned by friends Simon Ward, Timo Malagori and Danny Tagliaferra, opened with a stock full of succulents from £3 starter plants to rare examples with a £95 price tag. Shelving has been put up on the sides of the box, displaying around 100 examples of different cacti, while the shop part itself is inside, where eco pots, specialist soils and tote bags are also on sale. The trio started the business online during lockdown as work in their day jobs dried up. And now they have their physical store in Tombland and plan to run events at markets across Norwich and the rest of Norfolk in the future. Simply Cactus will open initially on Fridays and Saturdays, weather permitting, with more sunny days added throughout the summer.
One of Norwich's most famous buildings, with its two doormen guarding the front entrance, is open again. Samson and Hercules House in Tombland, which has been occupied in the past by restaurants, a nightclub and ballroom, and is now the new base for the great Yarmouth firm, the Mortgage Advice Bureau. The firm bought the building last year and had hoped to move in by December 2020, but was delayed by COVID. It now has a small team of around 5 to 10 staff working in the building, which is open to customers. As COVID restrictions ease more, the bosses hope more workers will move in, with capacity for around 20 to 25. When the famous statues were once painted red for a lobster restaurant, there was a public outcry. We did wonder whether we should paint Samson and Hercules green and yellow in celebration of Norwich City, but no, that was only a joke, and we will certainly be keeping them white.
A cleaner got the shock of their life when they found a colourful corn snake in a house. The worker had the close encounter at Satan's Quarter and immediately called police. Norfolk police worked with Kevin Murphy from Norfolk Wildlife Rescue to deal with the incident. And Mr. Murphy said, "When I received the call, it was like the bat signal, and I was there within 10 minutes. The wildlife expert quickly discovered the reptile was a corn snake and not a big threat to people. Mr. Murphy said, "Corn snakes aren't particularly dangerous, but if you don't know what you're doing or if you're not experienced, it's best not to touch it and leave it to someone who knows."